¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. Clom? We f***ed it. Anyway, you'll find a way.
Catamaran home!
It is time for a show of strength! Hello, I'm James Donald Forbes McCann, and welcome to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, the show where I, James Donald Forbes McCann, am trying to make enough money to buy a boat. Visual component this week, a little off, because the tripod broke, and so I'm just resting my telephone machine on a wall, on a table. Hello back there. Lots of things to talk about this week. I've got 5 important points to talk about on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan today as we hurtle towards boat ownership. Number one, it is time for a show of strength. I'm booking in comedy shows at the moment across America. I've just come back from Houston and Tulsa, and what a fine time we had in those cities. We sold out the shows at Houston. Extra people wanted to get in. They weren't allowed. Very strict regulations at the Houston show. So it sold out. Thank you for coming along. I'm so pleased that we had so many people there. Houston. It was great. Tulsa was great too. We've got other shows upcoming. Here's what I'm finding out though, is that in America, it's important to have a show of strength. It's not enough to just actually sell out the show. If you want to make the real money in this country, you know, if you want them to really get behind you and promote it and give you a big room and give you multiple nights, you need to demonstrate at a big level that you can shift tickets. We need a show of strength. And that's what I'm proposing at the moment. So my upcoming shows, I've got one in Milwaukee, and I've got some in Chicago, and I've selected one semi-arbitrarily. Thursday, the 16th of January, at Zany's in Chicago. This will be our first big sold-out show. If you're a watcher in Chicago or the Chicago surrounds, specifically probably not Milwaukee, because you'll probably want to come to the Milwaukee show the day before on the Wednesday. But Thursday, the 16th of January, at Zany's Chicago, this will be our show of strength. We're going to sell it out. I think it's 100-something seater. And we're going to that's going to create such energy that we've got that sold-out show that the people running the room, they'll say, hold on a minute, there's something to this. James Donald Forbes McCann, he's moving tickets. We had better, maybe we'll move to a bigger room. Maybe we'll get behind the other shows. Maybe we'll give him extra money as a big thank you and a well done. That will be the show of strength. What is the show of strength? Important question. And how does it differ to a regular, ordinary show? Well, I'll tell you. Like the other shows, the tickets are approximately $30 to come along. What do you get? Well, as with all other shows, you get a comedy show. You'll get an hour of me doing stand-up comedy into a microphone and some openers as well. But there will be some extra special things to induce you for the show of strength to get you to come along there. There will be a meet and greet afterwards. I will stand outside the venue in the cold, or in a warm place that we can find. But there will be, if you buy a ticket to come and see the show of strength, Thursday, January 16th, Zany's Chicago, you will meet me. Sometimes people meet me anyway because they hang out after a show, and it was so nice meeting so many people in Houston and Tulsa. But often I just try and get away because
I'm tired.
Tired.
And I want to go to bed. But at the show of strength, I'm going to be strong. And you will contractually at that show be guaranteed of meeting me. And you will talk for 30 seconds to 1 minute. We will speak one-on-one. You may have a photograph. I will sign something if you so choose. And you can ask me one question. And if the question is very, very good, you may have a second question. So there's that. What else do we have? James, that's not all that special. You know, that's not a strong show. That's why not go on the Friday show or the Saturday show or the Milwaukee show? Why go to the show of strength specifically, which we want to sell out as quickly as possible as a show of strength? You know, because you could probably meet me at any show, frankly. You will also get a special show of strength certificate. Wow! A show of strength certificate that will only be written out and printed out. I don't know how we're going to do it yet, but that will only be for people at the Thursday, January 16, Zany's Chicago show. Thursday 16, there's a link below where you can go to the Zany's Chicago website. Let's sell that one out first, and then we can move on to the other ones. The show of strength. It'll be very exciting. Show of strength. So we've discussed that. Other important things to discuss. Well, while we're on the topic of certificates, why not talk about this certificate? Don't know. Here it is. Here it is. We'll get a better photograph for you on the screen. This is the certificate for 1,000 club members. These are the people who have joined the Patreon, the first 1,000 members. And I couldn't make it as nice a certificate as the 500 club members. We've passed that. We're up to the 550s. 540, 550, 560. We're in that middle five region. And for the first 1,000 people to join, you will get your own picture of this that you can print out on your own. It says, congratulations, this certificate certifies that the certificate owner, I was quite tired when I wrote this, is a member of the James Donald Force McCann Catamaran Plan 1000 Club. You can sign it. You can put your name there. I've signed it. I've put my name there. You can be the proud owner of a certificate if you join the Patreon link below. Now, very, very important things to discuss. I have a new hat. That's another important thing to discuss. New hat. I was wearing my Kill Tony hat. I was opening for Matt McCusker in Boston. I had a great time in Boston. Thank you for Matt McCusker for having me. Matt McCusker. We got to get rid of this lamp. It was a great time. Thank you for all the beautiful people of Boston who came out and were so supportive. And what was that? Oh, the hat. Sorry, I'm in a bit of a... I've taken some Panadol and some coffee to get through this podcast. I've returned back from this tour in Boston, and everybody in the house is sick as a dog. So I was the least sick. Now everyone's recovering. Now I'm the most sick. And anyway, we're going to get through it. We're going to be fine, but it is it's wearisome. And anyway, there we go. Anyway, so I was in Boston, and here's a funny story for you. I was wearing my Kill Tony hat, and there was a man out front, not during the meet and greet, just during a spontaneous hello there, how are you? And he said, you got the Kill Tony hat? And I said, yes, I do. Hey, you can see my legs. I didn't realize you could see my legs in the video. I've been doing that the whole time. Now I feel like an idiot. Let's keep the legs still. Let's still everything. Let's still body, still mind. Anyway, he said, do you want to swap hats? He was wearing this beautiful Boston Celtics champions hat. And that Kill Tony hat, I love that hat, but it didn't really fit me very well. I've got an enormous head. So I said, sure, we'll swap hats. And we swap hats. And then after we swapped hats, he said, sort of mournfully, this man, he said, my sister gave me that hat. As if he thought I wasn't going to agree to the swapping of hats, and he was suddenly regretting it. And I didn't really realize that was the tone with which he was speaking until I had already left. It was only on reflection that I realized that maybe he didn't actually want to swap hats. So if that man's out there and you feel bad about it, I'm sorry. I love this hat. I hope your sister can buy you a new hat. I hope you like the Kill Tony hat. Would be too difficult for me to get the hat back to you, and I really like the hat. But if I'd had more energy and I hadn't wanted to go home, go to the little hotel and go to sleep, I would have checked if this is something you really wanted to do. It's important to continually ask for consent. Isn't that what the young people say nowadays? Anyway, I appreciate the hat, and I'm sorry if that upset you. It was not my intention to do so. Now, next very important thing is we have a new pamphlet. I designed the first pamphlet that's up there. And Zachary Woomer, who does a lot of great graphic design work, not only for this podcast, but for many, many comedians that he enjoys. He saw my pamphlet, which is the pamphlet that you can print out and give to people to let them know about the James L. Forbes Catamaran Plan. I'm sorry, it's a very admin-heavy episode, the Show of Strength episode. If I was smart, I would have just mentioned the Show of Strength and then had such a dynamic, exciting episode that people wanted to listen to it, but I haven't done that. I'm not well enough. And this is the first one back with a visual component as well. I've already screwed it up because the projectors broke. It wasn't a projector, tripod, whatever. Whatever, man. Sorry, I'm as flat as a tack and I feel extremely hopeless. I'm not. But it's where I'm at. Everyone's screaming and upset and everyone's tired. And we just found out that some dear family friends, they might have been able to make it over to Texas and now they're not going to be able to make it over. And I'm just sad that I won't get to see them for so long. The pamphlet!
Pamphlet!
If you want to share the James Old Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, you can get this fresh new Zachary Woomer pamphlet. It's much nicer. It has all the same content and a little more, frankly, than the one that I made. Look at that. Anyway, that's up there on the website. You can go and download the pamphlet. And if you want to tell people about the Catamaran Plan, get me close to owning that boat, you can. So we've talked about the pamphlet. We've talked about the new hat. We've talked about the 1000 Club. We've talked about the Show of Strength. And what a wonderful thing that is. Thursday, January the 16th, Zanies, Chicago. Buy tickets now. Let's sell that out immediately. Great present to buy. If you're in Chicago and you're looking to buy Christmas presents for people, I think that'd be a good one. That way you can buy a lot of tickets and you don't have to go to every one of them. You can send other people. And they'll say, what's this? I don't know who this is. And you'll say, as you'll see, as well as a ticket, there's a pamphlet in the little box that I gave you. What a great Christmas present that is. The final thing to discuss on the podcast today is Project Unfinished, because we've got a lot. And you know, I've forgotten one. Even now, I've forgotten one. Sandwich Shop. It's the project least likely to come to fruition in the immediate future. But it is a project that I believe these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 different projects that are currently at various stages of completion. Any one of them could result in enough money to buy a boat. But none of them are quite done yet. They're all at various, you know, they're all getting there. A huge interview. If there's one thing I learned from my interview with Matt McCusker, what a terrible mistake that lamp was. Thank you to everybody for pointing that out. I didn't do that on purpose. I thought about opening this podcast by taking the lamp to a shooting range and unloading into it, or hitting the lamp with a baseball bat, but I still don't have the sort of money where I could happily destroy a lamp that cost me $2.50. No, we probably could have destroyed the lamp. It's a Goodwill lamp. The lamp didn't do anything wrong. I did something wrong. Take me to a shooting range. Put a bullet in me. Matt McCusker interview was sensational. Got over 100,000 views on YouTube and many more 1,000 on the podcast. And so that's... thank you to all the new viewers and listeners and all these positive things from that. We do need to get more big interview subjects. James, what have you done this week to lock down new big people for the interview? Nothing. Nothing at all, but we must. A new pamphlet, hey, bing, bang, boom, a new pamphlet, finished. Done, it's out. Thank you, Zach, we've got a new pamphlet. That project's done. I mean, maybe this pamphlet will be so successful that we make enough money off the podcast. Not all of these are the same chances of making enough money for me to buy a boat. A merch store. We've got to set up a merch store. I've got some art done to make into shirts and tote bags and towels and underpants. Glockenspiels. I don't know. The movie's coming along. I've had a lot of meetings this week. I sat up very late last night doing line producing. I think we're going to get to make a movie. I'm sending the script out to people who are sending in auditions at the moment. Brad's Glove is the movie. I think we're going to get hundreds of thousands of dollars to make a movie. Have you got any of that money yet, James? No. But I think we have pledges from people with money who seem excited by the prospect of getting behind this movie. I think we're going to get to make a movie in Adelaide next year. That's, whoa. Very big, very important. The graphic novel. Thinking of turning Wimbledog into a graphic novel, had a conversation with Peter Bedgood, who I had, a nice man who I had come and stay with me for a week, a drifter, a wonderful fella, came bowling, did some spots, opened for me in Houston, great guy, and he's done some drawings for Wimbledog, and I'm going to figure out how much to pay him, because I don't want him to be ripped off, and how much, you know, the legal things, if I still sell Wimbledog, and all the legal type things. I love Peter. I love his work. I would love him to start work on a Wimbledog graphic novel. Wouldn't that be exciting? Ahead of the Wimbledog movie that I'm still very much... a live-action movie that I'm still very much committed to. Book of Poems. All that we're waiting on is the cover art, and Margot is hard at work on that. The special, the comedy special, that'll be coming out in, I think, December. We're figuring out how we're going to shoot that. Ha! The album is finished. I made a music album. It's done. And I just need to actually upload it to the internet. And I just keep putting that off because I'm going to try and do that today. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to take that one down today? I yearn to be able to take that. It's not even a good album. No one's going to want to listen to it. Pitchfork's not going to review it. You know, no one's going to review it. No one's going to listen to it. I'm not good at making music. It's not my strength. Anyway, hopefully that'll be out soon and we'll do something about that. The sandwich shop, as previously mentioned, I really do believe in still making a sandwich shop, but that's over here. That one's very unlikely to happen very soon. Board game, card game. It's come along. This is a big one. Algorithmically refined visual content. I have three videos that I have all the footage for that I think are going to be algorithmically a hit. And that's why I put off making a visual component to this podcast. I thought, well, the Matt McCusker thing's gone so well. Why not exclusively focus on top quality, excellent YouTube? Whoa. Having fun with the shadows. Yeah. I just thought, why not make something? I mean, this is obviously not algorithmically. This will do fine. This is a man talking alone in his room into a microphone about his, mental illness. But I think I have some videos that will actually do visually well. The algorithm. And YouTube, maybe, you know, clickable thumbnails. People keep telling me we need more help with the thumbnails. I've gotten several messages of late from people who don't know me, people who do know me, people who work with me, saying these thumbnails, man, they're not good. We need better thumbnails. And I'd been thinking, I understand the importance of having a good thumbnail to be clicked upon to get a wide reach, but my hope and thought was that if we did purposefully, difficult and unpleasant thumbnails, that we separate the wheat from the chaff and we just get the good, strong, core, cult audience. You know, we don't want those fair-weather fans. And people are telling me that's silly. So, yeah, I mean, this thumbnail will do. I'm not going to do a lot of work on this thumbnail, but I'm seriously considering for the things that are meant to kill it in the algorithm. Excuse me, I'm faltering. I've got to eat some lunch, man. There's a lot of screaming outside from the sweet children. And that's it. That's it. How long did we speak for there? 17 minutes. Not enough. We need help. We need help. This is too many ideas. And none of them are happening. Now, some of them, you know, I've got Sam and Paul helping me with this one and this one and Peter helping me on this one and I think Brandon was at the sandwich shop. There's too many ideas. I had thought I needed a producer. I struggle to be produced. I love Eve, but if it's in terms of control of the show, I struggle. And the kids are taking up a lot of time and energy and effort. And I love them and I love that. And these are the sweetest, most beautiful days of my life. But man! I think I need a personal assistant. I think that's what I'm looking for. Probably is a PA. Someone to... I say, do, please, do. Do. Here are the songs for the album. Make the album come out and upload it. And then I can take it off the damn wall. And then I can have enough money for a boat. You know, someone who comes over and says, James, it's time to sit down and talk into a microphone. A PA, personal assistant. I need to be assisted. Assisted suicide. Anyway, excuse me. I don't know. I think more and more about getting on the ADHD medication and straightening it out. But I hear so many horror stories, and I'm so pleased with so many of the things that I'm able to do with my brain as it stands. So I don't really know what to do. Exercise, James. Yes, that would be good. I'm feeling sick. I don't want to. No, I have to exercise. I have to walk. I have to work out. Here's the other thing. I mean, for this special that's coming out, I look terrible. I shaved my damn beard. I'd like to look good for the special. I'd like to have a look figured out by the time I'm recording an hour of comedy. And I just look... I look a mess. I shaved my beard off. I look so... It's not a pretty picture. I've got to wait for that to grow back. Oh, mercy me. I lack an executive function. And I've never thought the drugs were the answer. But something has to happen. I might actually have to make use of an affirmation and really mean it. You know what I need is a bicycle. It's starting to get cooler in Austin. I couldn't cycle before, but I probably need to wake up before the children every day and go and cycle for an hour. And I'll get trim. I'll feel better. I'll do better. I'll be a better husband and father. Might even live longer. I've got to get on top of it. Affirmation. You got to really mean it. Affirmation. We're going to get fit and sassy. Affirmation. We're going to get... We mean it this time. We're going to work... I feel like I'm lying. Let's start by cleaning the room. Can we clean the room, Jimmy? What would Dr. Peterson think of you not even being able to clean your room? And there's an... Affirmation. I'm going to clean my room. I'm going to clean my room. And I'm going to do a little bit of exercise. On the road to being properly... I'm eating right. I don't know. I'm too hopeless. I had a call from a priest friend of mine. And he asked how my prayer life was, and it's not good. And he sent me some things that I need to do to... that he suggested I do. Probably do need to do. You could start by doing that, Jimmy. Yeah, you could. I could. I will. I will? I'm going to start with that. I'm going to pray. Hello? Honestly, I'll be done in a minute. It's no bother. Love you. Affirmation. We're going to pray. We're going to clean our room. We're going to work on the fitness. We're going to find a way to get ourselves to the point where we can do some of these things, because it gets me no closer to a boat to have notes on a wall behind me. Affirmations. I feel... Affirmations. I feel like my teeth are moving inside my head. We're going to sell out that show of strength. Thank you for joining the 1000 Club and getting that beautiful certificate. Thank you to Zachary Woomer for this glorious new pamphlet. Love the new pamphlet. Sorry about the hat, guy. Or if I've misread that situation, maybe I was just feeling fragile and seeing regret where regret was not. Just good on you. And we got to get more of these posters off the wall.
I can't have that many posters off the wall. It's killing me. Catamaran Ho. Catamaran Ho. Catamaran Ho. I love you, I miss you, I want you, I need you. Feels like the teeth are moving inside of my head. Catamaran Ho. It's almost 3 p.m. and I haven't eaten lunch. That's almost certainly the problem.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.